إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل دلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، all praise is due to Allah. We pause and beseech His help, and in Him we seek forgiveness. And we seek the refuge of Allah from the mischiefness of our souls and the wrongdoings of all of our actions. Whoever Allah guides, no one can lead him astray. And whoever Allah leads to be left astray, no one will be able to guide him. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship as a deity except Allah. He's alone, He has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His slave and His messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah with just fear and do not die except as Muslims. O human beings, fear your Lord who created you from one soul, and that one soul is me. And from the two of them, countless men and women spread abroad in multitudes. Remember the wounds that bore you, keep the family ties and relations that you have between you, and remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Raqib or watcher over you. O you who believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say that which is correct. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pay your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu salam has achieved the greatest of all victories. As to what proceeds, the best deeds is the Book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of all affairs are newly invented matters in this deen, but every newly invented matter in this deen is an innovation. Every innovation is a going astray, and every stray is in the hellfire. My beloved and respected brothers in Islam, and my beloved respected sisters in Islam, today we will be encouraging you to do something at the outset that might shock you. Inshallah, in this brief khutbah, we want to encourage every single Muslim in this masjid listening to our voices. Every single Muslim that hears my voice. Every single Muslim in every single masjid in this country. And every single Muslim in the world to get a divorce. Today in this khutbah, we're going to be encouraging all the Muslims to get a divorce. We want all of you to immediately start practicing this. We want all of you to get a divorce. And that which we want you to divorce yourselves from, you sisters, and that which we want you brothers, we encourage you to divorce yourselves from, are your beds. We want you to divorce your beds. Because those Muslims who divorce their bed by standing up at night, they're going to have the greatest reward, one of the greatest rewards that Allah will give His creatures. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the people who divorce their beds at night. He says, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّتْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكْ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to divorce his bed. Not divorce his wife, or for you to divorce your husband, but to divorce your bed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered the Prophet by the statement of Allah in His book, and among the parts of the night, stand in tahajjud. Stand in tahajjud, He's telling Muhammad, as an additional prayer to the Isha, that perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Lord, will raise you to a great station of glory and honor. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, talking about the people who constantly divorce themselves from their beds, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ آخذين ما آتهم ربهم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those people who divorce themselves at night from their beds, they will be among gardens and springs, and they will be taking part of all those things that their Lord will give them. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ مُحْسِنِينَ. They are the ones that before that, meaning in the dunya, they were the muhsinun, they were the doers of good. كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ وَفِي الْأَحْسَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, talking about those people who divorce themselves from their beds, not sleeping through the entire night. He says that those are the people who used to stand a lot at night and only sleep a little. Those are the people who took parts of their night, divorced themselves from their bed, slept only a little, and stayed up praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are the ones who used to seek forgiveness from Allah, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to seek the forgiveness of Allah before the dawn. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praising and extolling those individuals who divorced themselves from their beds, not sleeping the entire night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, the entire month. They sleep every single night until the Fajr. Every year of their lives, they sleep until the Fajr. Years go by, they don't make one piyamu layl, except maybe in Ramadan, and even not then sometimes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises those people who divorce themselves from their bed by his statement when he describes them as his ibadul abrar, his righteous servants. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا. And the slaves of Ar-Rahman, the true worshippers of Ar-Rahman, are the ones who walk on the earth with humility and sedateness. وَإِذَا أَدَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. And when they are addressed by the ignorant people, when they are spoken to by the ignorant folks, when they walk down the streets and the highways and byways, they say words that are gentle and kind to those people. وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ يَدْعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. And those are the people who stand up at night in sajda and qiyam. Those who stand up at night for their Lord, praying to their Lord, asking for forgiveness. سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. Standing in sajda and standing in qiyam, bowing down to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, leaving their bed. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bears witness to their iman. Their iman and the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah says, إِنَّمَا يُؤْمِنُ بِآيَاتِنَا الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهَا خَرُّوا سُجَّدًا خَرُّوا سُجَّدًا وَسَبَّحُوا بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, only those who believe in our ayat, whom when they are reminded of them, they fall down in prostration. They glorify the praise of their Lord, and they are not proud. تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. They are the ones, they were lying on their side, they got up and divorced their bed, they made salat from their bed, they made siraq from their bed, they asked the khuraq from their bed, and they stood up standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with fear and hope. Fear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to forgive them and cast them into the blazing fire, and hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to forgive them of their sins and have mercy on them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمَّنْ هُوَ قَانِتٌ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ سَاجِدًا وَقَائِمًا يَحْذَرُ الْآخِرَةِ وَيَرْجُو رَحْمَ رَبِّهِ وَيَرْجُو رَحْمَةَ رَبِّهِ قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that those people who stand up at night, they know the reality of this dunya, and they're not equal to the ones who don't stand at night because they don't know the reality of this dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, is one who is obedient to Allah, prostrating himself, or standing the hours of the night fearing the hereafter and hoping for the mercy of his Lord, like the one who doesn't? Say, are those who know equal to those who don't know? So we're begging the Muslims today, inshallah, to divorce their beds, to stop sleeping so much, stop sleeping through the entire night, stop letting those nights go by without standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَنْزِلُ رَبُّنَا Our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَنْزِلُ رَبُّكُمْ Your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِلَى السَّمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends in a manner befitting His majesty. It is not metaphorical. It is not allegorical. It is not figurative. Allah actually descends to the lower heavens at the last third of the night to ask those people, who is it among you that wants my forgiveness so I can forgive them? Who is it that's asking me of something so I can grant it to him? Who needs something from me so that I can give it to him? This is the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends to the Lord's heaven so that you can call on Allah and ask Him and beg Him and cry to Him for whatever you need. But instead we sleep and we sleep and we sleep, and then there are those among us who don't sleep, they do something worse. They spend the entire night or half of the night or third of the night or quarter of the night talking on the telephone or looking at TV, some videos. At the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends, O Muslims, male and female, divorce yourself from your bed. Stand up in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg for forgiveness. And from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْقِيَامِ اللَّيْلِ فَإِنَّهُ دَأْبُ الصَّالِحِينَ قَبْلَكُمْ He said, observe the night prayer because it was the habit of the righteous people before you. وَهُوَ قُرْبَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَمَغْفَرَةٌ لِلسَّيِّئَاتِ وَمَنْهَاجٌ عَنِ الْإِثْمِ He said that it is also that same قِيَامُ اللَّيْلِ التَّهَجُّد that draws you nearer to your Lord. It's an atonement for your sins and it prevents you from making sins. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَتَانِي جِبْرِيلُ فَقَالْ That Jibreel came to me. Jibreel, Ruh al-Qudus. Jibreel, the sacred spirit. Came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Muhammad, Aish, Ya Muhammad, ma shitta, fa innaka mayitun. He said, live as long as you want, O Muhammad, because surely you're going to die. Wa ahbib man shitta, fa innaka mufariquhu. And love who you want to love, because surely you're going to be separated from them. وَعْمَلْ مَا شِتَّ فَإِنَّكَ مَجْزِيٌّ بِهِ He said, and do deeds, for surely you will be rewarded for those deeds. وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ شَرْفَ الْمُؤْمِنِ قِيَامُهُ بِاللَّيْلِ وَعِزَّهُ اسْتِغْنَاؤُهُ عَنَ النَّاسِ The Prophet ﷺ then said that Jibreel finally said at the end of this narration, he said, and know for surety that the glory of the believer is his standing up at night. And the honor of the believer is him being independent from the needs of the people. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, that is a Hasan hadith inshaAllah, collected by Imam Ahmad and Ibn Hibban, in Imam al-Bayhaqi in al-Shu'ab al-Iman, he said, إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ غُرُفًا يُرَى ظَاهِرُهَا مِنْ بَاطِنِهَا وَبَاطِنُهَا مِنْ ظَاهِرِهَا The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Surely in paradise there are rooms, the outside of them, which can be seen from the inside. And the inside can be seen from the outside. أَعَدَّهَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَ لِمَنْ أَطْعَمَ الطَّعَامِ وَأَلَانَ الْكَلَامِ وَتَابَعَ الصَّيَامِ صِيَامِ وَصَلَّ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامِ The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم continued his narration. He said, And Allah has prepared those rooms in Jannah, those rooms of which the rooms on the inside you can see the outside and the outside you can see the inside, Allah has prepared those rooms for the people who provide food for people, the Muslims who feed the people, and the Muslims who have gentle, kind speech to people, and the Muslims who continuously fast in the daytime outside of Ramadan. And those who stand up at night praying, وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامٍ, while the people are sleeping. While the people are sleeping. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we need to divorce our mattresses. We need to divorce our mats. We need to divorce our beds. We need to divorce those posturpedics. Those things that are calling us to the hellfire. We need to stay away from sleeping so much, wasting our time dreaming, wasting our time loafing, wasting our time dozing and snoozing and snoring. We need to divorce ourselves, take a khudr from those beds, make talaq from those beds, and stand up at night. If we want victory over our nafs, and we want victory over the disbelieving people, one of the best ways to do it is not rifles and blowing up buildings and scud missiles. One of the best ways to gain victory over the kuffar is to make the hajjud as much as you can. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihi al-ameen, nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'een. وبعد, after mentioning what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Qiyamul Layl or Tahajjud or Taraweeh as it is called in the month of Ramadan, and after hearing what the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about Qiyamul Layl, we'd like to mention just briefly at the end of this noble khutbah inshaAllah some of the statement of the Salaf, those illustrious Imams who followed the way of the Sahaba and the Tabi'un and those who followed them in righteousness. كان عبد العزيز بن أبي داود يفرش له الفراش فيضع يده عليه ويقول ما ألينك ولكن فراش الجنة ألين منك, فيقوم في صلاة إلى صلاته فلا يزال يصلي إلى الفجر. الله عبد العزيز, the son of Abu Dawood, the great scholar of hadith, rahmatullahi alayhima, rahmatan wasi'a, he used to prepare his bed at night, and then he would wipe his hand over his bed, and he would say, ma alyanaka, oh how soft you are, walakin firash al-jannah alyanu minka, but the bed in Jannah is more softer than you. And he used to stand up and continually pray his tahajjud all the way up until Fajr. All the way up until Fajr. And then our beloved Tabi'i al-Jaleel, the beloved Tabi'i al-Hasan al-Basri, he used to say, إِنَّمَا يُثْقَلُ قِيَامَ اللَّيْلِ عَلَى مَنْ أَثْقَلَتْهُ الْخَطَايَا. He said that the night prayer is only heavy on the people whose sins have burdened them. The night prayer is only heavy on the people whose sins have burdened them. فَقَالَ أَيْضًا, and he also used to say, إِذَا لَمْ تَقْدِرْ عَلَى قِيَامِ اللَّيْلِ وَقِيَامِ النَّهَارِ فَعَلَمْ أَنَّكَ مَحْرُومٌ قَدَ كَبَلَّتْكَ الْخَطَايَا وَالْظُنُوبِ. He said, رضي الله تعالى عنه, if you are unable to pray at night and fast in the daytime, if you are unable to stand up at night in tahajjud and fast in the daytime, then know that you have been forbidden from that because of your sins and your mistakes, and they have chained you down. Your sins and your mistakes have chained you down. It is not because you're working so hard. It is not because you have two jobs. It is not because you're a full-time student. It's because your sins and your mistakes have shackled you and chained you down, and that's the reason why you can't stand up at night, and that's the reason why you can't fast in the daytime. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those people who stand up at night divorcing our beds. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us want to divorce our beds quicker than we want to divorce our husbands and our wives. Because that thing that we need to divorce the most is not our husbands and our wives, but it is those beds. Those beds that we keep clinging to at night, sleeping day, after week, after week, after month, after year, until you're on your deathbed and you say to yourself, when you're on that deathbed, before you go to that other bed in the barzakh, in the grave, oh how I wish I would have stood up one night in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and begged for His forgiveness. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واعف عنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا واغفر لنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا 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 أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين.